With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The search for a one-year-old girl who authorities believe was abducted from her home on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation ended today with the discovery of her body and a female suspect in custody, officials said. Kinsley Olson was found dead in the small town of Poplar more than a full day after she was seen last yesterday morning. The Roosevelt County Sheriff's Office said in a statement on its Facebook page. The detained person's identity was not released, and the statement had no further details. Roosevelt County spokesman Lee Ulmer said the person was being questioned this afternoon and the FBI is leading the investigation. Law enforcement officers were searching for additional people today in connection with the death. He said a cause of death has not been determined. An Amber Alert was issued for Kinsley earlier this morning. Roosevelt County authorities initially said the girl was believed to be with a man and woman who are from North Dakota. They later determined neither was involved. Robocalls placed by the Ted Cruz presidential campaign is prompting complaints from some Montanans. The Office of Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices says it began receiving a few complaints earlier this week, but says it does not have the authority to enforce a state law that prohibits political robocalls. An oil and gas company faces criminal charges for a 2011 oil spill that went unreported for a month and polluted a stream in northwestern Montana. A federal grand jury indictment unsealed charges yesterday against FX Drilling Company and the field supervisor with negligent discharge of oil into waters of the United States and failure to immediately notify federal authorities. The supervisor and an attorney representing the company pleaded not guilty before a U.S. magistrate judge in Great Falls. Montana environmental groups today sued the federal government for not doing enough to protect bull trout. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The lawsuit filed in Oregon District Court is the latest in more than a half dozen lawsuits accusing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of not adequately protecting the threatened native fish over the past 20 years. Bull trout were listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act in 1998. Arlene Montgomery is program director of Friends of the Wild Swan. In the lawsuit, her group and Alliance for the Wild Rockies challenge elements of the Fish and Wildlife's bull trout recovery plan released last September.
That the plan is flawed in several ways. The first is that it actually allows 25% of the bull trout in four of their population core areas to be extirpated.
A Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson said they couldn't comment on pending litigation. A press release at the time of the recovery plan's announcement said the Fish and Wildlife Service collaborated for more than a year to develop it with federal, tribal, state, and private parties. The Fish and Wildlife Service and Arlene Montgomery agree that bull trout are an important indicator species.
Bull trout are important because they require the coldest and the cleanest water of all the salmonids. They really are kind of a canary in the coal mine. As bull trout decline, that means our water quality is declining.
The bull trout recovery plan has six recovery areas, reaching into Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, and Montana. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.